Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I am your host, Chase, and I'm alone today. Unfortunately, Quinn, my other co-host, got attacked by work, and we normally do this on a Monday, but Labor Day weekend happened, and you know, you never want to hear family outside in the background talking to us. But don't worry, I got you covered for this week's news. We're going to be covering August 26th to September 1st. And if you don't know who we are, we're an informative bi-weekly podcast focused on gaming news and discussions. On Mondays, we go over the news for the week covering everything gaming without the BS. And on Wednesdays, we pick a juicy topic to cover and give our half-informed opinions. So as you know, today is Tuesday, but that's okay. We're going to be giving you some juicy, juicy information. For example, some of the top stories this week is sexual assaults in the gaming industry, Blizzard takes down Cena Games, and 2K is under scrutiny with the new upcoming release of NBA 2K20. If you want to be able to get a hold of us, you can go on Twitter and reach us at BS Gamers Podcast, where we would love to hear your opinions about the news or our previous episodes, anything. We love getting opinions and user feedback. And if you want to do us a big favor, we would highly recommend or even beg you to rate us or review us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to us on. All right, let's jump on in. Here are the following games that came out this week. We have Astral Chain, Bugsy, Paws of Fire, Legend of the Skyfish, and Heave Ho coming out on Switch. For PC, we have Ancestors, The Humankind Odyssey, Re-Legend, Unlucky 7, Agent A, A Puzzle in Disguise, Headspun, and Minoria. The only game on Xbox, we have Hunt Showdown, as well as the only game coming out on PS4, Waltz of the Wizard. And then an important game, which I'm going to talk about later, is on Android and iOS, Pokemon Masters. And then coming out on multiple consoles and systems, we have Wreckfest, Control, The Dark Pictures Anthology, Man of Maiden, The Bard's Tale 4, Director's Cut, Blair Witch, Knights and Bikes, Decay of Logos, Risk of Rain 2, Crystar, Vambrace, Cold Soul, The Lord of the Rings Adventure Card Game, The Ninja Saviors, Return of the Warriors, and Newt 1. Heading on to the news this week, we had video game developers accusing other designers of sexual assault, one of them being Natalie Lawhead, a video game designer who publishes a blog, posted accusations toward Jeremy Soule for rape. And if you don't know who Jeremy Soule is, he's a composer of Elder Scrolls. Hours later from this post, Zoe Quinn accused developer of Night in the Woods, Alec Holoka, on Twitter for sexual abuse and imprisoning her at his home in Winnipeg. Now we have an update on this that came out later that Alec Holoka has died. We don't know if it was from suicide or some other forms, but he was cut from the Night in the Woods game, and this may be the cause of it, but we do know that he had multiple disorders and psychological problems, so we're unsure as of yet as to why he has died. Finally, we have Adelaide Garner, who accused Luke Shelton of splash damage and developer of Gears of War 4. Moving on to other news, we have WB Games opening up a studio in San Diego specifically for free-to-play mobile games. Blizzard is suing Cena Games. Blizzard Entertainment filed a lawsuit in California against Cena Games for its free-to-play Gloria Saga, stating it almost entirely copied off Warcraft games and related products. Blizzard is asking for $150,000 per infringed work, as well as attorney fees. Cena Games, if you do not know them, is a subsidiary of Chinese software and tech company Cena Corporation. Blizzard also alleges that many of the company's games are based off of other well-known franchises such as Yu-Gi-Oh! And Naruto. Blizzard specifically states that weapon amulets and other objects were copied straight from Warcraft games, as well as audio cues and sound effects. Blizzard lawyers also pointed out that Gloria Saga's mobile icon recreates the cover for WoW Battle of Azeroth, which was an expansion. And currently, due to these accusations, And lawsuits, currently Cena Games servers are all offline. Two UCSB scholars were given a grant to develop an interactive game for their school. Claudia Moser and Christian Thomas are making Rome the Game, an interactive research game and mystery on what it's like to study the ancient world. Their intent is to introduce undergraduates to what it's like to do graduate school research and excavate a site and travel to museums in Rome. They'll determine whether artifacts are fake or real and whether it should be sent to a museum in Rome or in California. Their game will be hosted through a course at UCSB, and students will complete mini projects each week and writing assignments on the archaeological digs. They were given a $94,000 grant to start working on this and are working right now with companies such as Ubisoft and using software tools such as Twine to make this game come to reality. Finally, moving on to the last piece of news, there was a 110-second announcement trailer that came out recently by 2K, which showed gambling elements in their new upcoming game, NBA 2K20. PEGI, a rating system like ESRB, gave it a rating of 3, which means anyone can play it. So 2K has also taken down the trailer, which can still be found on YouTube if you wanted to take a look at it. The game depicted slot machines, which seem to use some form of token currency, as well as a Wheel of Fortune spin to receive prizes such as LeBron James. And what makes this interesting is that PEGI stands firm on its rating despite the announcement trailer. So it'll be interesting to talk about in our discussion as to what this means. So let's move on to that. So I first wanted to talk about Blizzard Entertainment suing Scenic Games. So what's interesting about this is that Warcraft originally took a lot of ideas from Warhammer when it made their first game. And so if you don't know, what happened was Warcraft was working with the Warhammer studio, or Blizzard, or whatever they were called beforehand. They were working with Warhammer, the Warhammer studio. And when they were working on it, basically the agreement fell through that they were going to put this Warcraft game in their universe. And so basically the people who worked on Warcraft took a lot of those ideas and just made their own game with it. So that's why you see a lot of similarities between Warcraft and Warhammer, and why some people feel like that Warcraft is a ripoff of Warhammer. So you see this game now that is in a similar vein, except this game came out internationally. So if this game maybe stayed in China, there probably wouldn't have been as much of an issue. But this, the game that Scena Games made, Glorious Saga, came out internationally, and so now they're getting sued for their essentially ripoffs. Now, I did read a lot of user comments as well as some other ideas that were in some of the documents about this, and it does seem like it holds a lot of water that Scena Games is ripping off of Warcraft. And it's mostly because they use identical names to items in the game, as well as the names of the monsters are identical that they use. And so it seems that this is going to hold water and they're going to get sued for a fuck ton of money. Now, to give a similar idea of why I was saying, like, if maybe it stayed in China, it wouldn't be a big issue. I was thinking about a Final Fantasy game that came out in China for the SNES. Now, Final Fantasy VII originally came out internationally about 1997, 1999, somewhere around that area. And I don't know if it was because of expenses or something like that, or they didn't allow it in China. But some Chinese developers decided to basically recreate the Final Fantasy game for the SNES, and they recreated it in this like 16-bit model, which very much ripped off every idea from the game, specifically the story. And I mean, the game wasn't that bad when I played a little bit of it, but my point is that because it stayed in China, there was probably far less issues with it. Another thing I wanted to mention about this copyright infringement, kind of want to generalize it. So what's interesting is this idea of copyright is kind of supposed to disappear more or less over the years. Now, I don't know if this one actually, like, the use of certain things in the game, that they have reached that limit of how many years before things are copyright free. But it's just an interesting time that we're in, where we have things like Disney, where Mickey Mouse is supposed to be copyright free by now, but Disney argued with the government to say that it needs to be copyright / trademarked for a further amount of time. And so now you still can't use things like Mickey Mouse, and then other companies have similar ideas. So I'm wondering if, like, we continued on with this, are we going to be able to have less creative ideas? Now, I'm not arguing for Cena Games here in any way, but it seems that this could be a possibility in the future, where we have to deal with copyright infringement left and right, as more video games in this case, or other media products come out, and we have to, I guess, step around it somehow, despite that maybe not creativity is coming out, but we can't use previous ideas that have already been copyrighted. So this will be interesting to see if maybe some other companies get lawsuits against them, and this continues on in the future. So the next thing I want to talk about is the NBA 2K controversy that came up. So we don't know yet, at least publicly, whether these casino ideas and the slot machine and the Wheel of Fortune idea, how that functions in the game, because it was just an announcement trailer that they were looking at. But it seems pretty evident that it's going to be some form of gambling, where you have to eventually pay or have the ability to pay money to buy tokens and then use it to do the simulated gambling. Now, the reason why this is such a big issue more so is that in previous NBA 2K games, they've been given a rating of 3, which means it's for everyone, as well as an ESRB rating of E for everyone. So these games, and in prior NBA games, there have been loot boxes or some form of transactions in that game, and maybe it wasn't as a big controversy back then, but now it's getting a lot worse, especially that scrutiny, because we're getting a lot of, I guess you can say, research going into this, where loot boxes and all these gambling-like games are considered essentially real-life gambling, but in the virtual world. And so because kids are able to play this, we don't know if, you know, this is the right thing to do to give this type of rating. And the fact that ESRB is giving E and Peggy's giving a 3, and they're not talking about the simulated gambling, just doesn't seem to add up. Especially since I wanted to, I guess, compare this to another game. So a game came out last year or two. It was Dragon Quest XI, and that got an ESRB rating of T and a Peggy rating of 13+. Now, in that game, they do say that it has simulated gambling. But the difference between this one and the other one is that there are no transactions or in-app purchases in Dragon Quest XI. So which one is worse is something to think about. And why is one getting a much lower rating than the other? So that's something I want you listeners to think about, is this comparison and what 2K is doing with maybe Peggy or ESRB, those companies who make that rating system. Finally, the last thing I wanted to talk about was a game that I've been recently been playing this week. So Pokemon Masters came out, and I'm actually having a pretty fun time with it. And it has an interesting system so far, and I wish Quinn were here, because he would have a far vast amount of information to pull from about, like, games that do similar, you could say, loot box mechanics or in-app purchases for this game. Now, the reason why I want to bring it up is not only am I having fun, the game has no energy system. So what I mean by that is that you can play this game indeterminately. Like, there's no reason why you couldn't do anything in the game that you want. There's nothing stopping you. So you can always continue through the storyline because there's no energy to pull from. You can do side quests. There's no limit to that. The only caveat is, I guess, there are certain timed events that you can do that they force, like, oh, you can only do this 3 times or something like that per 8 hours. And that, maybe that's to promote longevity for this game, since it is a gacha game, which means that when you pay money towards it or you use their gem currency, their system, you pull, in this case, trainers with their Pokemon, and they have certain levels, like 5-star is the highest at the moment. And so they probably want to promote that longevity by putting these restrictions on it. Now, the reason why I'm saying it's interesting is that this game does have guarantees with the gem system. So if, like, you roll enough and you don't get the Pokemon and trainer that you want, eventually you hit a cap, which says that you're allowed to pick any trainer that you want from the bundle. Now, I don't know if I've been getting lucky, but I did do some calculations on it, and it does say that there's a 50% chance to get a 5-star, which is the highest level character, per 10 rolls. And so, and it is a little unreasonable, I will say, to get the amount of gems in order to do a roll of 10. But on the other hand, if you have a 50% chance of getting the character you want after 10 rolls, or you could say at least 1 5-star, which is more or less necessary to complete the game, it's not that big of a deal. But it is interesting how this system works, and I want to maybe talk about this with Quinn in the future about how they're making money off of it. Because it seems that if you just put enough time in, you can get whoever you want, A, and B, never have to pay a single dime for anything. Alright, I hope you enjoyed our episode. I'm sorry it's a little bit shorter than usual, but you know, that's what happens when you don't have your compadre helping you out, making you think about things that are happening, whether or not you're right with what you're saying in the news or whether you're wrong, he's always there to help me out. But, you know, if you want to maybe help me out, I would love if you guys went on Twitter and then gave your opinions, think about whether what I said is right or wrong. It'd be interesting to talk about some of the stuff that has happened. I know I didn't talk about much about the sexual assaults, but maybe if you have more information about that, that would be interesting, because I know that is a big issue right now, especially with, like, our last week's episode dealing with Riot Games. So I would love to hear your opinions. So you can get us at BS Gamers Podcast on Twitter. And then something that would be super important to us, we would really beg you to do it, is go on to your platform and rate and review us. We really appreciate it, and we want to thank you so much for listening to us. And thank you for listening to me, and I'll talk to you guys later.